little bit of Ray. The best bits.
See, this is the Michelin guy. So these aren't Michelin stars. This is something different, but from the same people that do the Michelin stars.
Same Michelin guide, yeah.
The Michelin guide.
Yeah.
And this is the Bib Gourmand.
That's the one.
This is Michelin awards new Bib Gourmands to 6 restaurants on the island of Ireland. We've got Amy Austin in Dublin. We've got La Gordita in Dublin. Lottie's in Dublin. So 3 in Dublin and 3 elsewhere. We've got Ichigo Ichi Bistro and Natural Wine in Cork. Home in Belfast. And Solas Tapas in Kerry. Congratulations to all. Well done.
Fair play.
Yeah. A Bib Gourmand. I have no idea what that is. It's just like, you're brilliant, but you're just not good enough to get a Michelin star.
I think the next step up is a star, yeah.
So it's like half a star then.
Exactly.
Or nearly a star. You are very good. And then when are the Michelin stars coming out?
I don't know.
They'll be coming out. Well, I guess if these lads have just missed out, the lads and ladies have just missed out, I will find out what the new ones are soon. Will I call one of them? Sure.
Call one then.
Tell you what. I'll see if I can get a reservation. I'm looking for a booking for 2 for 8 o'clock tonight.
You love jumping on somebody's bandwagon, don't you?
I have always been a supporter of eating food.
Okay.
In Ireland.
Yeah.
And the better, the better. Line 2 there. Hang on. Calling Dingle.
It's ringing.
This is Solas. Solas Tapas.
Yeah.
I love a tapas.
Hello.
Hello, is that Nicky?
It is indeed. How are you, Ray?
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm in great form, Ray. Thank you.
Well, listen, I'm jumping on the bandwagon, as JP says, just calling to wish you congratulations and say fair play and well done and you absolute legends in Solas Tapas. Congratulations and celebrations. How are the celebrations going? What's your reaction? It was announced yesterday. When did you find out?
I found out yesterday morning.
All right.
Somebody tagged us on social media, and that's how we found out, really. Yeah, so it's just been a busy 2 days now between yesterday and today.
Wowee. So I thought maybe they might give you a heads up before that, but no, they just publish it and then you find out.
They just publish it on their own social media, so we got it through Instagram, on our Instagram page, yeah, which was good.
Amazing. Yeah. And what's the reaction been like since then? I said it's been a whirlwind, has it?
It's been phenomenal, yeah. The support from people and everything else, the best wishes, has been brilliant, you know. And it just pushes us along now for next season as well, you know. Keeps the name out and keeps the place busy, which is fantastic.
Yeah, what do you mean season? You're closed at the moment, are you?
We're closed at the moment. We close every January and February for the winter break. So we're back open on February the 27th.
Okay. And yeah. I guess it'll be out the door then once you open again after winning this award.
Well, fingers crossed. We hope so.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. Keep it nice and busy. What is a Bib Gourmand? I was asking, like, it's not a star, but it's nearly there, is it?
It's nearly there, yeah. It's like the start of something like that, casual dining, you know, without too much fuss and everything else. But it's a huge award, yeah. It's
okay,
brilliant.
All right, I get you. Because I think I'd prefer that then, rather than the stuffy sort of atmosphere you might get in a Michelin star.
But, you know, it suits everybody, yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be good, yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Have you been chasing this, or is it just nice to get recognised and you're just doing your own thing?
We just do our own thing, you know. We grow a lot of our own veg. We have beehives, we have chickens, we support a lot of local businesses and Dingle food businesses. And it just, you know, it's organic. It just kind of happens, the restaurant itself, you know. It just flows along nicely.
They're saying it's tough going at the moment with the cost of living. How are you finding it?
Well, it'd be nice if the VAT rate came down to 9%, right?
Yeah, there's a push for that at the moment, all right,
yeah. Yeah, and that'd just alleviate just some of the pain, you know, because restaurants work on small margins anyway. Hmm. And if we can just get that 5% back down, it'd be brilliant. Yeah, it'd be great.
We were talking about your man Salt Bay and his 85,000 sterling a bill. Has anyone dropped 85k inside in your place at all, or anything close to it?
No, but we are open to anyone who wants to spend that kind of money. We will actually give them exclusive rights for the restaurant for one night for that kind of money.
Right, okay, no bother. Well, it's out there now, so we're ordering the universe to swing by in their limos, or indeed their private jets if they want to come by and try the tapas.
Yeah. They can land in Farran 4 in their private jets and we'll send a car to pick them up, no problem.
You'll pick them up yourself, I'd say.
I will indeed.
the top quality service. Well, listen, what date are you open again in February, did you say? Sorry,
we're back open on Tuesday the 27th of February.
Right, well, good luck with it. Huge congratulations. Delighted to jump on this bandwagon. You're a Foley, Nicky, is that right?
I am, yeah.
Jeez, we're brilliant in the kitchen, aren't
fix.
We? Which, I tell you what, we're brilliant in the kitchen. We're brilliant. It's all in the family.
Right.
It's all in the family. Well, I do a mean omelette, but you do a lot better than that, yeah.
We get you down then for the brunch shift, Jeff, when we open up for brunch in the summertime, yeah?
Cool,
you can do all the omelettes for me.
I'll give you a few pointers. Listen, huge congrats again. Good luck with the opening again in a couple of weeks and enjoy your time off. Nikki Foley, and Solis Tappas and Dingle and Kerry, congratulations. Huge congrats on new bibs.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.